Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in today's episode, we have a special conversation between me and Jaden Munoz, a Bible college student from Christ Mission College, as we talk about practical and spiritual steps to creating a sermon. Let's go ahead and get started.
For the first question, so how do you prepare for your sermons?
There's a couple different facets to it. The number one way is before I go into a message, I'll generally have like the day of, that is, I'll have time of prayer and worship. That'll be anywhere between like 15, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. That's like kind of a regular routine for me. When it comes to like leading up to the sermon though, it's something that I'm continually, like constantly thinking about. I'm having in the back of my head, praying about, meditating about. So when it comes to the, like my actual preparation day, there's been like on a normal week, I'm thinking about it, you know, throughout the week. But when it's like a sermon, like say it's a series, I'll be thinking about it even like the month prior. And sometimes, a lot of times, I'll be just having that like in my heart, mind a month ahead. Sometimes longer than that. And so that's like the spiritual aspect of it, when it comes to the mental prep. And when it comes to the actual application of it, for me in our church, we do a monthly series. And so generally when I'm preparing, I started doing a series once I realized that I used to do messages that were like, an hour and a half long, and I realized I needed to just break it up into a series. But when I start a series, like for example, in our church right now, the month series is Following Jesus. I'll write out the entire month sermons, and so not like a manuscript, but I'll break out each week of what the title is going to be, or like the general summary is going to be for each Sunday of the month. And then once I do that for the entire month, so like this month has five, I broke out the five different messages that are going to, and the summary of what they're going to be. And then I'll go back through and I traditionally do like a 3-point message, more or less. And so I'll go back through and then break out each of those each week into a generalized summary for each of those 3 points. And so my month series has a general direction when I'm going into it for each of the Sundays that are a part of that series. And then when it comes to the day of, and I pretty much write out a manuscript. And so I'll write out my introduction, which is a summary of what it is I'm going to be talking about in the message. And then I'll write out what the message actually contains in the second part of my introduction. And the third part of my introduction, I write out why it's important to talk about and why the message matters. And then for each point, I have a point title, and then I'll try to break out, I'll try to summarize that, the point, the summary of what I'm going to say into a single quote, to where I try to simplify it as much as possible to where a quote could sum up a general idea of what I'm trying to say in that whole point. And then I'll break out a general manuscript of a paragraph before, and then I'll have a scripture usually with, that's like a passage. And so I don't like to do just a single scripture. I'll do part of a story to where it's more along the lines of like 3 to 5 verses, sometimes even 10 or more. And then I have like a closing paragraph in which I'm have this direction of closing that. So again, that's kind of like a rough draft of what my preparation looks like. Of course, I have, even though I'm writing a manuscript, I'm still learning the message in my heart. So I'm not always necessarily like reading it word for word, I have the clear direction of where I'm going, to where if I needed to, I could read it word for word. And then I always have at the end an altar call or an opportunity for Christ. So in every message, it has a closing to where there's a clear opportunity for Christ at the end. That's a call to action. And everything will drive to that at the end.
All righty. Yeah, thank you for that thoughtful explanation on that. That's awesome. I think that's pretty interesting how you break it down. And things of that sort, getting first in prayer and worship. You know, I like that. That helps you, you know, lean into preparing your mind and your heart, you know, to get ready for the word. And thank you, Pastor Omer, for sharing that.
Yeah, you bet.
For the next question, how do you invite the Holy Spirit to help guide you through your sermon development?
I know that's kind of answered in the first one, but beyond just that day of and having that time of worship and prayer before, I think that's really pivotal to have like regular devotion time to where you tapped into the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. But I even try to not have, especially like when it comes to like the preparation day, I try not to have input from other sermons or messages, because I'm striving to not regurgitate somebody else's content. I'm striving to, in a sense, like have a clear direction from the Holy Spirit. And so that way that time of prayer and worship is, I feel like, really essential. And even after I'm done preparing it, when I'm, I have like a prayer time, you know, even the night before, of giving the message, and a general prayer that I make is God, help me to not just get through another Sunday. Let my mind be really intentional in what I'm doing, that this message is meaningful, that people are supposed to find life in Jesus through this message, and let it be your words speaking through me, not my own thoughts. And I'm intentionally praying for it to not just be a performance, but an impartation of the Holy Spirit. And so really just trying to be, again, like conscious of even my like carnal faults and easily trying to make it about myself or trying to make it about the, you know, natural work and trying to just get through a Sunday, but reminding myself that this is a spiritual work, that it's a spiritual impartation, not a presentation. And just really, again, going back to the Holy Spirit and trying to check my ego, trying to check my heart to be right with God through it all.
All right. Thank you for that, Pastor Homer. For the third question, what is something you struggle with when preparing for your sermon?
I think that it's really easy for me to, there's been plenty of times where I'll try to sound and I'll get caught. I'll catch myself like trying to sound intelligent in the message, to where I'm more so start trying to think, put things in that I think would make me sound smart, or like I know X, Y, or Z about the Bible or about God. And I often, when I catch myself doing that, it's like I feel like it will stain the whole message. And so really trying to lay my pride or my ego aside, and again, go back to the Holy Spirit and asking, what is it that God wants me to say in this? Not what would make me sound fancy or make me sound like I'm smart or anything like that, but really putting aside that pride, and so that I can, again, zone into the Holy Spirit. Beyond that, I mean, I feel like when it comes to actual message preparation, I don't often run into like roadblocks, or like writer's block. I really feel like when I take that time of prayer and worship seriously, that it flows really well. But again, like I feel like the biggest struggle really comes into starting to either compare myself to others, or trying to sound, make it about me sounding intelligent, or making about me sounding, looking good as a presentation, instead of it being concerned with the Holy Spirit impartation.
That's good.
Hey, listeners, today I'm reaching out for your support to keep our journey of innovative Christian leadership alive. Every week, we dive into territories of faith-based leadership because of the contributions made by people who believe in this mission. Whether you want to help us by becoming a monthly supporter or by submitting a one-time donation, you help fuel our discussions on authentic and practical leadership. Your generosity allows us to help other leaders just like yourself harness their creativity for the greater good of our communities and beyond. As a monthly supporter, you can submit questions and comments to be shared on the show each week, and you'll also get weekly shout outs on air for being a member. And if you become a super supporter, you will receive a monthly free product from our online store. To support us, please visit homerhargrove.com and look for the support section. It's quick, it's easy, and every bit of it helps us to make greater impact to Christian leadership. Thank you for being a part of our mission. Now, let's get back to today's episode.
For the fourth question, do you have accountability for your sermons?
Yeah, so I have two forms of accountability. And one is a spiritual accountability that I reach out to weekly, and that's for me spiritually. To where I text this person every week and even sharing my struggles and keeping me accountable in that area. And then I have like an organizational accountability to where it's kind of like more of like a natural organizational side of church running or church organization. And that call I have once a month. When it comes to the like sermon prep, the accountability as far as like it being biblical, is that like what you're asking? Is like a biblical accountability? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have like a oversight committee when it comes to like a checks and balances of like my sermon being quote unquote biblical. But my stretch always to our church is I say this to a fault probably, but I tell our church to, how would they know if what I'm saying is true unless they read the Bible themselves? And there's always a challenge for our church and the people listening to the messages to consider the word of God themselves. And at the end of the day, how do they not know I'm some type of cult leader unless they were to read these scriptures themselves and analyze it themselves to consider the implications of them. I would say that the people of the church are my accountability to the word of God, that it would be accurate, that it'd be true, along with the other accountability partners that I shared with you at the beginning.
Okay. Alrighty. And then for the last one, what advice could you give me when creating a sermon? Like say when you start off.
Yeah, I would definitely say, just like I've been saying throughout this, each question is to go to the Holy Spirit first and to not neglect the time of spiritual application and preparation. I feel like the times that I've had hit those writer's blocks or the times where I struggled, when I would just kind of just take a break and take time to worship instead, the message flowed so much easier. And so again, going to the Holy Spirit and to the source. And then the second thing would be to not get intimidated if it takes you more than 10 minutes to write something down. I think sometimes people have writer's block or brain fog for like 5-10 minutes and they feel like, oh, I'm stumped, and they give up, or they start scrolling on social media. Like they distract themselves instead of allowing that silence to build a thought. And the other thing is to try to chip away at one part at a time. So maybe you don't know exactly what you want to talk about, but try writing, you know, it's like trying to write at first, maybe like some ideas. You write several ideas and then maybe choose one that you like the direction of and start building like one piece at a time. Maybe you have the title or the general direction, but you don't know what content to put. Well, try like the 3-point method and try just putting one point down. Maybe you don't know the other points yet, but just work on one point. And then maybe by the end of that point, the other points will start following suit, and it'll start The more that you feed that creativity by sticking to it, the more it will flow. And so really just pressing it in and not allowing yourself to get up and go somewhere else, just because you didn't think of anything for 10 minutes.
That's good. I really appreciate you sharing that, Pastor Homer. I know for I just got some news yesterday that I am going to be preaching on a Sunday service
Nice.
for our missions. This advice is going to really help me a lot, because I am kind of one that gets intimidated when trying to create something to speak to the people, because I'm one that does get like writer's block and things like that. Like, I'll try to have a time of prayer and worship, but during those things, it kind of gets discouraging when spending like a good while of time, trying to figure out something. But just what you said, just trying to focus on maybe just, some points, like the title or a point that you're trying to get across, or something that comes to mind that maybe the Holy Spirit's putting on your heart, just working on that and just allowing, the Holy Spirit to help you get to the next point and forming that sermon.
Yeah, that's
Appreciate it.
great. And you're going to do great. Again, I think that once you do get started and knowing that it is okay for me to wait here for more than 10 minutes, that it's normal that other people have to wait that long too. Like, it's just not trying to run away from that. And even if it is just like, maybe you only have one word on your heart, like maybe the word is grace and you don't know really anything beyond that, just write that word down and sit there and look at that word until it turns into a sentence. Or there's maybe you get three other words that you feel like connect to that word grace. And if as long as you just allow yourself to keep building on, even if it starts with one word, eventually you'll have an entire sermon written out. So again, just not being afraid of that silence is key.
All right. Yeah, really appreciate that, Pastor Homer. Thank you for that. And that's pretty much it for the interview side. But
Okay, great. Well, I hope that was helpful, and I appreciate you thanking me for doing that for your assignment. So again, I think that you're gonna do great, and it's nothing that you need to worry about.
I appreciate that, Pastor Homer, and thank you for making time for this. I know you have a busy life, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this interview.
It's okay, no worries at all.
Well, there you have it. I hope that this episode was meaningful and edifying for your leadership and your growth within your ministry and organization. Could you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It'd really help me out and help others be able to see this show in their feed. You can also visit homerhargrove.com to be able to learn more, connect, or become one of our supporters. Until next time, have a great life.